according to the solar calculation, this is the day when Mahaprabhu went to Katwa to take sannyas. He swam across by swimming the Ganges and with wet cloth ran towards Katwa. Previously expressed to a very few of his friends, Nityananda, Mukunda, etc., that my renunciation, the robe of renunciation is coming very near, and that will take place in Katwa from Kesava Bharati tomorrow. Left Vishnupriya Devi sleeping on perhaps on the bed. Sochi Devi mother, he got some scent. He sat on the gate. Mahaprabhu, showing some respect to her, went away. She could not speak anything, was dumb. The day before, the afternoon, from afternoon to up to the evening, there was a spontaneous attraction of the devotees, and they gathered there out of their own accord with some flower garden or anything else to be presented to the Lord. Mahaprabhu accepted those garlands and again he put them on the neck of the devotees and appealed to them, don't do anything but always take the name of Krishna. Always walking, eating, sleeping, whatever you do, take the name of Krishna, continuous. Remember your home, your Lord. This is foreign land, nothing to aspire after here. Try always to go home, home recollection. In a nutshell, I say to you, come back to home. Then suddenly in the morning the devotees heard that Vimai Pandit, Sri Gauranga, has left Navadvip. And then there they could know he has gone to Katwa, Kesava Bharati Ashram, to take sannyas and to bid goodbye to the people of Navadvip for all, forever. A dark shadow came down. Many began to cry for him. Many of them ran towards Katwa. And Mahaprabhu, you see, the Nimai Pandit, the unprecedented scholar, and a beautiful figure, and tall, fair, benevolent, who has already made the people mad with Sankirtan, already released Jagai Madai from their nasty life, checked the Mahamadan ruler Kaji, gave a good check because he in some place broke the Madanga. After all these things, that famous Pandit, he has also defeated many scholars who came to conquer Navadvip, which was very much renowned for its high culture, especially Indian logic and Naya Shastra. Naya, Tantra, Smriti, all these departments of Vedic scriptures are in high culture at that time in Navadvip. Big, renowned place of scholarship. And the Pandits or scholars, they could not defeat the scholars of Navadvip, he may not have any fame at that time. So from Kashmir also, case of Kashmiri, he had to come also to Navadvip to get certificate that he is a Pandit. And the Kashmiri, case of Kashmiri was defeated by Nimai Pandit. He was so big Pandit. There was a rumor that he was the favorite child of goddess, the goddess of learning, Saraswati. So none can face him. But he was defeated by Nimai Pandit. So such Nimai Pandit left Navadvip forever, taking sannyas. He left. Because the people of Nadia could not appreciate him. When an opposition party was raised, it said, this tantric, the Shakta, the worshipper of the who thinks that the goddess, that the Prakriti. Prakriti is the highest entity, Shakti, power, and not consciousness. Power is the ultimate reality, and everything comes out of that. So consciousness is a product of power. That means fossil lives in to the extreme. Potency creates consciousness. That is fossilism. Without consciousness, potency is matter, fossil. Einstein also that matter transformed into power, power into matter. Atom to force, force to atom. These, they in color of some consciousness, they form the party, Shakta party. The Shakti is all in all, potency is all in all. And the consciousness is produced, is child of potency, everything. They began to abuse Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit thought that I came to deliver the lowest, meanest, but if they commit offense against me, then there will be no hope for them to rise again. So Korinupi Padikhandra Kapha Nibariti Ulotiyai Aroka Barila Dehete. Suddenly he chanted this slok. Pippodi Khanda is the greatest medicine for different Ulodesi, pneumonia, then so many other symptoms also may come. But the coolness, the cold is the cause. In Ayurveda, the Pippodi Khanda, Pippodi, what is the English of Pippodi? Your ginger, then Golmori Chalak, what are you call it?
Black pepper.
Black pepper, and the Pippodi also, thin and long something is very
hot pepper. Cayenne pepper, red pepper?
Not red, black. That is a good medicine for cough. So pitpali khanda, the preparation of that pitpali, that is the greatest medicine for cough. The Mahapurush suddenly spoke aloud. I came with the greatest relief medicine for the people, the highest order. But I find that the disease is increasing very high, with high speed. They are committing offense against me, abusing the doctor, making arrangement to insult me. So they take me that I am as one of them. I am a grihastha. I am their sister's son, Sochi Pishi Chele, father's sister's son, one of them. They are taking me. So at least I have to show that I am not one of you. Then they contemplated for this sannyas ashram. I shall leave the grihastha ashram and take sannyas and wander from village to village, town to town, preaching Krishna Nam. That was all. And then he went to do that. Today he reached Katwa. Just on the banks, there was one sannyasi, Keshav Bharati. He went to him and asked for sannyas. Keshav Bharati suddenly found that his ashram is full of laughter. A bright person is approaching towards him. He arose from his seat and with strange eye approached. What? Then he came to know that Nimai Pandit has come, that great scholar, devotee scholar. And Mahaprabhu also appeared to him, I want sannyas from you. In the meantime, that is a day, is an auspicious day. So many people are going to take bath in the holy water of Ganges. They gathered there, and the rumor spread like fire. The Nimai Pandit of Navadvip has come to take sannyas. Then man flocked there, there was a big crowd. And a part of the population, they raised their voice against the sannyas. You, Keshav Bharati, we won't allow you to give sannyas to this young man. He has got his family, his mother, father, wife, children, we do not know. Such a beautiful and a bright person. You will give sannyas to them. We won't allow it. We are opposed to it. So the whole day passed on. No decision. Mahaprabhu pressing. Then at last Keshav Bharati told that you must take the permission of your mother. Otherwise I won't. I can't do. Mahaprabhu began. And they ran towards Navadvipa back again. Then there, he can do anything and everything. He has got such a commanding personality. Again he was taken back. Then also few of his previous friends were present graduates. Chandrasekhar, his maternal uncle. Mahaprabhu's maternal uncle, Chandrasekhar. Then Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, Datta, and Jagadananda Pandit, these four graduates reached the place. So this day passed, Mahaprabhu began kirtan there. The crowd going, coming and this. the whole day fast. Some pad to perhaps to feed, to make him drink a little milk or so, anyhow. The mob was there, sometimes creating disturbance in this way. Then the next day, that is tomorrow, also some out of position, ultimately the appeal of Mahaprabhu that pacified the mob, and afternoon, little before afternoon, that sannyas was finished. Before sannyas, he gave them this mantra. Is this the mantra you are to give me? He put to the ear of his guru. The guru accepted, yes, this mantra I shall give. This way, tomorrow, this sannyas took place. What is this sannyas? It is redundant, auxiliary, or it is a necessary part of bhajan. It is desirable, though apparently undesirable, still it has got its necessity, deep-rooted correlation, union and separation. Without separation, union cannot be deep-rooted. Pain of separation can enter into the depth more than the cheerfulness. And because of such apprehension or we want, more we want, we learn to want, more we shall gain in satisfaction. Especially in love affairs. Everywhere, if there is no want, then there is no necessity of that thing. Suppose a glass of water, it is valuable according to the degree of necessity. Ordinary, a glass of water, ordinary. But according to the degree of necessity, its value will increase. So, degree of necessity. Necessity is rather separation. Necessity, independent of gain, fulfillment, is separation. Hunger, necessity. So we find both in Navadvip and Vrindavan Leela, in both the places, the separation is playing a great part, rather the greatest part. How many years union of Krishna with the gopis? Very few years. From 7 to 12, 5 years saptahayana, from Sardeshwara, from 7 years of age of Krishna, up to 12 years he was in Vrindavan. After 12 he went to Mathura. But it is mentioned in Padma Purana that in peculiar cases, extraordinary cases, the growth should be considered as 1.5 degree. When he was 8 years, he should be considered as 12 years. When he was 12 years, he should be considered 18 years in special cases. So say, from 12 to 18 years, Krishna was there. The growth, according to growth, but according to year, 7 to 12. A long time he stayed in Dwaraka. Altogether, he showed his longevity here, 125 years. long, long separation. At the banks of separation, the beams of separation. That was almost the whole life of the gopis. And that has made them so dignified. So dignified. Test is there. Whether it is love real, the test is in the separation. So long-standing separation. So much taste is never found. And the depth did not diminish. Ever increasing depth, which is impossible almost, to the last day. And both the cases, the background almost similar. Here also in Navadvip, to meet the opposite party with victory, to be victorious, to gain victory over the opposite party, Mahaprabhu left his household life to control them within, here in Nadia. And in Vrindavan Leela, it is also similar, but a little difference that the opposition in Vrindavan Leela was coming from Mathura side. Agha, Vaka, Putana, all this Dinavarta, they are all being sent by Kamsa from Mathura. So uproot the opposition group, Krishna had to go to Mathura. And when he went there, he found that it is widespread. The Kamsa had his father-in-law Jarasandha, then this Kalayavan, all these things, Shishupal, Dantavakra, so many enemies. And after finishing them, he will have to come to Vrindavan to play peacefully with these damsels. So that is also to uproot the opposition party. Krishna had to go away. And he told in Kurukshetra, there are several other oppositionists, finishing them, I am coming to be united with you very soon. That sort of hope was given in Kurukshetra to the gopis. I am coming soon. Only few more obstacles are there. Let me finish and then I am coming to be united with you. And here also, to conquer the opposition party, Mahaprabhu had to go away from the place. And then conquering, after his conquest of the whole Indian scholars and religionists of different position and breed. After 5 years when came, only after conquering the scholars, religious scholars of the south, that was very famous at that time. After 5 years when he came back to Navadvip, then Nadia was another position, another a different nature. This mass approached him madly. It is difficult to conceive the mass with how madness approached to meet Sri Chaitanya Dev, the child of their own village and soil. They crossed Ganges, the whole Ganges as far as it be seen, filled with human heads they are crossing. This has been this. The way they are passing, no jungle, all being cleared by human feet. The jungles were all cleared. they are going, running in such a way. And when they perfume, this Mahaprabhu stayed with Vasusat Mishra in Vidyanagar, then went towards Vrindavan. And said, jaha jaha paraye prabhu charana chariti, se mittika lai lo gatta hai pati. However, he's putting his steps, the people behind taking earth from there, all going and taking earth, and the pits are being created in this way. About 18 years he lived a scholarly life. After that, about 6 years, the home preaching, Sankirtan. And 24 years he took sannyas. And after 24 years, 6 years he wandered through the length and the breadth of India, including Vrindavan. And the last 18 years he was posted in Puri. Then he stayed continuously in Puri. First 6 years he mixed with general public. And the last 12 years he almost retired from the whole human society and engaged himself deeply in tasting the separation, union in separation of Radha Govinda. And so many extraordinary signs was patent, was expressed in his apparent body, which can never be experienced anywhere, not even harder. The separation can produce so much, such a wonderful effect in the body, mind, all this. Sri Gauranga avatar is a twofold characteristic. The apparent side, to deliver the people from the sin, take them towards Vrindavan, to Vrajalila, to give them their highest attainment, religion, by giving them Yugavatar, distributing this transcendental sound, through the sound divine, how one can reach the highest position to show that. But the another and the higher example was set there. Not in all Kali Yuga, but in special Yuga, Kali Yuga. Once in Brahma's one day, that Krishna himself comes with the mood of Radharani to search himself. Thereby, he wants to taste the mood of Radharani, what she is. How is her inner earnestness or hankering for Krishna? And how she can taste about Krishna by her mood, by her same mood. And what is the joy he derives from there? All these phases, Krishna himself wanted to have some experience of. Radharani is so mad for me. What is the cause? What is there in me? What she gets from me? that I can't, she's immeasurably mad for me. What sweetness she can draw from me, I can't ascertain. And to test that, he wanted to mold himself in the mood of Sri Radhika and tried to test his own self from that temperament and became as Chaitanya. When he proposed like that, conceived of such an incarnation, we are told that Radharani, she on her part told, you will madly roll on the earth, taking my name sometimes. I can't tolerate. I shall cover your body with my skin or my color. I can't allow you to roll on this body. You will roll on the earth, I can't tolerate. I shall embrace you from outward. So Radha Bhava Dudhivaritam Nam Krishna Sarupam. So those that know the ontological aspect, they offer their respect for Sri Chaitanya, the mood and the color of Radharani above, and the inner part is Krishna, who is searching for himself, tasting himself, how sweetness is there. Why Radharani is mad to taste him, and what sort of sweetness is there? This we are told. And the 12 years, the last portion of Mahaprabhu, 48 years he was here, and the last 12 years he engaged himself in such deep attention to taste himself. As he thought, the greatest tester has tested him in the greatest way. That everyone is mad to taste sweetness. Sweetness himself also is mad to taste himself. That is his nature, the constituents. Sweetness, the ananda, anandam, the love, its nature is to taste his own self. To know himself, that is introspection. The consciousness can know consciousness, that one can feel his own body. Consciousness can conceive his own. So that ananda also can taste ananda of himself, what is there within. There is something in that. So Swarup Damodar Prabhu, who is considered to be the Lalita Sakhi, the nearest friend of this Leela, he has said what Sri Chaitanya Dev is. Radha Bhava Dubhujitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam Chaitanyakam Prakatamadhuna Taddayam Chaikkumaptam Radha Bhava Dubhujitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam Radha Yappana Mahima Kiri Subha Noiva Sri Radha Krishna Pranaya Bhagati Lhadini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Bhupi Vipura Deho Bhiram Gatutam. The two past tenses are parallel and eternal. Swarup Damodar Prabhu says, whether winter is past and summer is next, or summer is past, winter is next, it is rolling in a circle. It is difficult to say an eternal aspect, eternal movement. So Swarupa Damodar says, whether Chaitanya avatar is first and Krishna avatar is next, or Krishna avatar first, Chaitanya avatar next, it is difficult to say. Both is eternal. Radha Krishna Pranaya Bhagati Ladini Shakti. Who is Radha? Now she is Krishna Pranaya Bhagati. She is the development of the sweetness that springs from Krishna Himself. As Radha. From come within, springing up from within, a potency, a particular potency coming out of Himself. Ladini Shakti, Asmat Ekatmanam. So, they cannot be conceived as quite separate things, one and the same. Asmat Ekatmanam Api Bhumi Pura Deho Vedam Gatavutau. But we are told that in ancient times they divided into two. They are divided into two. Deho Vedam Gatavutau. Chaitanya Akkham Prakata Mojana, again, both of them, they are the same, both parties, they are combined as Chaitanya. Taddayam Chaikyamaptam, Radha Bhavad Dhyasuburitam, Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Whose luster and the mood is of that of Radharani, the nature, and the reality within is Krishna. There's a fire and its heat cannot be separated. It comes from the fire, something. Sun and light. So separately they cannot exist. They are one and the same Advaita, an absolute one. But sometimes they show as divided, sometimes again united in different mode. And sometimes when different, they are enjoying their separated self, and again the little part, they are under painful separation, not with the possibility of union. That is their nature. Sri Rupa Goswami said, Vahe riva gati premna sabhava kutila bhavit ato hetu rahetuscha junat manav bhunanchati. Just as the serpent goes naturally by crooked way, by zigzag way, naturally. So, the nature of love is naturally such. It is not straight. So, the parties concerned, sometimes with cause, sometimes without cause, the quarrel and separation comes. It is necessary for the leela. There is a separation out of different four kinds. One is prema vaichitya. They are both they are very near. Still some separation arises. That is known as prema vaichitya, separation. It is said, Krishna is there, Radharani is just nearby. She is seeing her shadow just on the reflected on the body of Krishna. And so prejudiced that there is another lady. So great pang of separation comes with me. What is this? Another lady here? Again, but had met a friend, Lalita. She is giving warning to her. What do you say? It is only your reflection reflected there. Can't see. Then she is coming to consciousness. This is such. There are high things. Not to be discussed in the details. But this is the nature of love divine. Separation and union. Both interdependent. One cannot stay without the other. And separation is created willingly to enhance union. And Mahaprabhu took sannyas. It is that the people may take it easily. Old mother Shachi Devi is crying helplessly. The young wife, Vishnu Priya, she is helplessly passing her days. This will creating excitement into the hearts of the people and pierce there the love of the divine Mahaprabhu. Who was Vinay Pandit? What great benefit he took for us, he came with us for us. Made them sympathetic towards Vinay Pandit. And for all these things it was necessary. The Lord took sannyas, meant to take sannyas. Gauri Hari Bol, Gauri Hari Bol, Nidai Gauri Hari Bol. Actually, in the day, I was 24, 25, 500 years, Rahade, 17 বছর কম about 483 years ago 24 479 years ago this day Mahaprabhu went for sannyas to Kato in our calculation Hari So we shall try to understand that for our benefit and to take us to the height, to the zenith of our aspiration and our prospect, our destination, he came and here and tried his best to capture our hearts and take to his domain in that place. A very small portion of this Tayati Mahatu Haya Salvama Pashya Dharmasya. The taste of the highest quality of such things, a small portion is enough will fulfill our highest purpose of life. Hope, let us close here. Vansha Galpatari Pashtiki Vasa Dharam Vashna Vipur Gauri Hari Bhul Gauri Hari Bhul Bhakti Siddha Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Sri Bhakti Vedanta